This is a Defocus Media production. What's up, everyone? It's your favorite optometrist, Dr. Daryl Glover.
And I'm Dr. Jennifer Lyerly, resident optometry nerd.
And welcome to Defocus Media, optometry's number one podcast, where we discuss the hottest topics, latest technology, eyewear, practice management, and more. So sit back, relax, and defocus. What's up, everyone? It's your favorite optometrist, Dr. Daryl Glover. Super excited because I get to hang out with one of my colleagues, one of the people that I adore, one of my favorites in eye care, Dr. Jennifer Chen. How are you doing today, my friend?
I'm doing well. I'm so excited to be here.
I'm super excited to be here. We're live in New York and we're at the Luminance booth and we're going to talk about dry eye. We both have a love for dry eye, but you've taken it to the next level. Before we jump into, you know, all the amazing things that you're doing in the exam lane and the innovation that you're bringing to your patients, if you don't mind sharing with our followers and our listeners who you are, what you do, where you practice, because I want them to know everything about you from top to bottom, my friend.
Well, I'm Dr. Jennifer Chen. I'm an optometrist in San Diego. I'm actually a second generation optometrist, so my father is an optometrist as well. And I love dry eye, and I love seeing my primary care patients, but dry eye is one of my passions.
Awesome, awesome. Well, super excited to have this conversation. I really want to jump into how you've changed the way you practice with dry eye. Folks like me, we're still kind of old school, right? So I always look for the folks out there that are innovative, that's taking it to the next level. And I know you have done that with the OptiLite,
yes.
Right? So I'd love for you to just kind of walk me through, you know, what was in your mind in regards to when it came to thinking about innovating and elevating dry eye practice. What was going on and how did you choose this fantastic instrument here to take it to the next level?
Yeah, I think dry eye is becoming so much more prevalent now. The education is there for us and the tools are there for us. And that's one of the biggest things is in the past, we didn't have any resources to help like the
Absolutely.
Symptoms, help patients feel better, to give them anything. So
yeah.
Now that we have them, why not utilize it and have everything in office so that they can have the solution right away? So that was one of the biggest things for me was to be able to say, hey, I can take you to the next room and we can provide a solution for you right now.
I love that. I love that. So, you know, providing solutions, that's like our secret sauce for patient care, right?
Yes.
But I'm curious to know, and I know some of our colleagues out there that are thinking about bringing this instrument into their office, what does it look like from a patient standpoint, right? So if you could maybe walk me through the patient's journey, right? When they come into the office and they see that front desk, they see that technician, then they see you, kind of walk through what that process looks like.
Yeah.
Because I know they're curious to know, how can they really make this magic happen like you do?
Absolutely. So I definitely train my entire team. So it actually starts with my team members. When we do pre-testing, even checking in,
yeah.
or even on the phone when you schedule a patient, are you having any issues with your contact lenses? Do you have any complaints? Have you had any previous eye infections, styes, anything like that? Helps to kind of like at least plant the seed a little bit.
Yes.
And then when they come in for the pre-testing, you ask them more. So
yeah.
do we need to change the contact lens brand? Are you in daily disposables? Do we need to, you know, alter the conversation
Absolutely.
Based off of that? And then by the time they come into the exam room, it's an easy process for me. We
right.
have technology to do mammography, so we show them their images and we do it on everybody just so that we can start the conversation. Even if we don't go ahead and do treatment right away, people are thinking about it and next year they come back asking and then they'll start kind of thinking about, well, actually, Dr. Jen mentioned that I shouldn't have these symptoms at the end of the day with my contacts.
Yes.
So actually now I'm realizing I do have these symptoms. So it's all about starting those little conversations, planting the seed from the beginning.
I love that. Planting the seed is the secret sauce, you guys. And I love that you touched on when you do it this year, even though they may not move forward with the services, more than likely next year they're going to do it, right? Because you've planted that seed top of mind. They're going to look for those symptoms and they're going to know that is not normal to experience a foreign body sensation,
yes.
watering of the eyes,
yes.
blurry vision,
right.
redness. So now they know what's cooking up and now they got someone to go to, but most importantly, they have a product, they have a service that can elevate and take it to the next level. Now, what I want to jump into next is, you know, how has this changed your practice financially? Right?
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of upside to the bottom line
yeah.
when you talk about the OptiLite. So if
yeah.
you don't mind sharing a little bit about that.
Yeah, the bottom line has been phenomenal. It's been such a great addition to the practice. At first, it was a little challenging trying to figure out the flow
sure.
of how we were going to integrate it with our normal primary care.
Yeah.
But now we have a flow down and it's just been phenomenal. We paid off the machine in less than a year. Like it's
wow.
been people have been coming back 3-4 times already. People are loving the results, or loving their, you know, their symptoms are gone, and they're able to manage their condition so much better. So bottom line for us is obviously great, but my ultimate thing is to make sure my patients are happy. So when I know something's going to work, then that's what I invest in.
Yeah, and that's what I love with eye care, right? We get to find a solution for our patients. We get to make them happy. And as a result from it, we get the benefit, right?
Absolutely.
We get to live our best lives.
Absolutely.
And everything she's saying is 100% true. I was just walking around this show, and I had a person come up to me, and she said, oh, Jan just did my IPL. She did my, like, no lie, like, literally, like, 10 minutes ago. So everything she is speaking is the truth, it's the gospel. She's changing the way that she does eye care. Now, you touched on you've had patients come back. I'm real curious to know, what does that look like when they first walk into your office, and what is the follow-up, right? Because how many times should they actually, you know, experience this? Is this 1, 2, 3, 4 times a year? Is it multiple times? You're like, what does that look like?
So the clinical studies indicate 4 treatments are the most effective, but some people may need more. It just really depends on the patient, what they're starting off with, if they have any other systemic conditions like rosacea, Sjogren's disease, anything like that. But my patients come back sooner because they feel the benefits, and also sometimes they know they're not as compliant with some of the at-home therapies like lubricating themselves, like hydration, blinking exercises, which is hard to maintain because we have such dynamic lifestyles. We're staring at digital devices all the time. So most of the time I like have my team follow up with a patient at 3 months, and we just have them come in, kind of check to see how they're doing. They may or may not do treatment at that time, and then we follow up at 6 months and then 1 year.
So it
just, again, depends on the patient.
Sure. And that makes sense. I mean, every patient is different. They have all different symptoms, but the key is you have a solution to solve the problem that they have, right?
Yeah.
Now, when you bring these patients back, are you adding additional dry eye therapies to it, maybe topical drops? I mean, what does that conversation look like? Or are you seeing more of this being a first line of defense and really solving the problem for, you know, patients that walk in?
Yeah, honestly, it's now kind of like my first line defense because it's not invasive and they don't have to do anything for themselves on a consistent basis. That's what my patients complain about all the time is having to use drops on a consistent basis and they get expensive, right?
Yeah.
And then people are like, oh, I don't remember to cleanse. I don't do all these other things. So this is a great way for them to just at least manage so they're comfortable and they don't have to worry about, okay, on a daily basis, Dr. Chin told me I have to do X, Y, and Z, like a laundry list of things to do.
Yeah.
So this has been really great. And I have other therapies in my office too. I do BluffX, I do LipiFlow, but this is non-invasive. So that's what my patients love about it.
Absolutely. You want to make it easy. And everybody wants that instant gratification. That's the world that we live in today.
Yeah.
So how can you give that to your patient and reduce a lot of the compliance headache, you know, down the road more than anything? Now, what I would like to touch on next and kind of finish up with is maybe some best practices, right?
Yeah.
Because you've been doing this for a while. You've paid it off within a year. What are some best practices with this device that you would like to share with some of our colleagues out there that have it, but also looking to purchase it as well?
Yeah, so again, I guess repeating what I said was planting the seed. So planting the seed with the patient, educating them, and just kind of letting them know that this is a therapy and this is something that's out there to help them manage their symptoms. And just keep them a lot healthier, a lot more comfortable. That's super important. But yeah, those are kind of the main things that I would say.
Love it. I love it. Now I'm going to add one for you because one thing that you touched on earlier that I really love was when you mentioned training your team.
Yes,
right?
Absolutely.
I'm a firm believer that you're only as great as your team members, right? And if you can have them to have the knowledge to pick up the phone and start that conversation, plant that seed, and then they come in and your technician is planting that seed, and then you come in, they've heard it so many times that by the time they get to you, they're ready for that action. They're ready to make that magic happen, right?
Exactly.
So this is fantastic. Thank you so much, Dr. Chin, for coming out and having this conversation and elevating eye care. It's doctors like you that is going to change the game for our patients, but also change the game for eye care. For all the folks out there that are listening that want to learn more or partner with you or whatever it may be, what's the best way for them to reach you?
Yeah, you can reach me on Instagram at dr.chinchin. I'm also on LinkedIn as well.
Awesome. Thank you so much for being a part of this
show.
Thanks so much for tuning in.
Yay.
It's your favorite optometrist, Dr. Daryl Glover, and the lovely Dr. Jan Chin. Stay healthy, stay positive, stay blessed, and until next time, peace. All right, colleagues, and it's a wrap. Thank you dearly for hanging out with the Defocus Media team. We hope truly something resonated with you. And if it did, be sure to give us 5 stars. And make sure you follow us on all social media platforms. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn, you named it. And our handle is at Defocus Media on all platforms. And until next time, be sure to keep it 2020. And we look forward to seeing you on the next episode.